importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
You're tuned to WLEW. We are at halftime here in Harbor Beach, where it's 42-0 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Let's teach you how we got here so far in the first quarter. 10:21 left in the first. Harbor Beach scores on a pick six from Eli Kraft. Nick Post laid it up right in between the hash marks. Kraft was there to grab it and made it 7-0 after a PAT was good from Nick Hesley. About 5 minutes left in the first quarter. I read scores again after this time on a 2-yard keeper from Kraft. Makes it 14-0. PAT was good. 58 seconds left in the first quarter. Harbridge has yet another touchdown. This one he hands it off to Derek Puff for a 1-yard run. Makes it 21-0. First quarter not even over. 0 seconds left in the first quarter. Lakers has an interception by Avery Wayner of the Pirate defense. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach. 32 seconds later, though, into the second quarter, Harbor Beach fumbles it, recovered by Jack Dutcher, who actually went down the first half with an injury. 7:57 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach strikes again, this time on Austin Seltz, a sophomore brought up last week on a reverse 25-yard run into the end zone. PAT was good, 28-0. Second quarter, 5:05, about 2 minutes, 3 minutes later. Lakers has a turnover at downs, and Harbor Beach responds with a touchdown about a minute and a half later. Austin Seltz again, this time a 21-yard run to the right. Makes it 35-0 after Nick Hessling puts in another extra point. And with 0 seconds left in the first half, Eli Kraft on the keeper to the right, standing up with a 9-yard run, makes it 42-0. Harbor Beach at halftime. Nick Hessling, 6-for-6 on the PAT. Dave?
That's nice to have a kicker that you can pretty much set up and know he's going to drill through the uprights. We've seen a lot of teams throughout this season going for two and not getting those 6 points just sounds good, but seven every time is a really nice factor there. Looking at this, Clark, obviously all Harbor Beach. Their only Harbor Beach's one and only mistake was that handoff that was fumbled that Jack Dutcher recovered. Really the only mistake Harbor Beach made throughout the entire game. They did have a couple penalties that ended up not hurting them that could have, but really Harbor Beach has played as close to a flawless first half as you can see.
Let's go individual stats now. First starting for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. They've ran 21 plays in offense for a total of 17 yards. 12 yards rushing, 5 yards passing. They ran 16 plays rushing, and it's mostly going to number 34, Diaz. He has 9 carries for 2 yards. He's been caught in the backfield 5 different occasions for 2 yards altogether. Dustin Katie, 5 carries for 10 yards, and Nick Post, 2 carries for no yards. And then Nick Post is 1-for-5 in passing for 5 yards. His only good catch went to number 26, Dustin Katie. That tells it all right there, Dave.
Yeah, that was on a screen pass, so not really a lot going on here for Lakers. Credit the Harbor Beach defense. They have been all over the place. My question to you, Clark, is I know a couple weeks back we had the Lakers game 21. Terrence Dubes was getting a ton of carries. I know we talked about 100-some yards rushing. He averaged 8 yards a carry in that game. He does not have a carry this game. He's been standing on the sideline. There's got to be some internal problems there. We've seen a spread offense from Lakers. They spread it out and ran a similar offense that Harbor Beach runs. We've seen high formation all game long, and it's just been very predictable for the Harbor Beach defense. They have been all over the place.
Well, let's now move to the Harbor Beach side of things. They've run 24 plays for 254 yards, 186 in rushing, 68 in passing. Let's start with the ground game. 17 plays for 186 yards. Travis Dustmaker, one carry for 2 yards. Derek Bob, 4 carries for 28 yards and a fumble. DJ Ridener, 1 carry for 5 yards. Aaron Ginther, 2 carries for 13 yards. Austin Seltz, 2 carries for 46 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Eli Kraft, 7 carries for 92 yards. And Eli Kraft as well is perfect in passing, 7 for 7 for 68 yards. Aaron Ginther grabbing 2 of those passes for 26 yards. Avery Wainer, 2 catches for 27. And number 2, Travis Dustmaker, 3 catches for 15 yards.
I mean, we've seen a lot of names on the stat sheet, a lot of different guys contributing. That just makes it tough for the Lakers defense to decide who the heck's coming at them next. Who do we tackle and who are we looking at? Two side notes for that. I know we mentioned multiple times. Nick Hessling, again, perfect 6 for 6 on extra points. Can't say enough about his work kicking the football on kickoffs and special teams. He's even got a tackle tonight. He made a tackle on special teams. So Nick Hessling doing a great job. And the sophomore, Austin Seltz, couple huge runs, both over 20 yards, both for touchdowns. With this game getting a little out of hand, look for some of those younger guys like Seltz to get a few carries and just get more comfortable in game-time situations and moving forward for Harbor Beach's future.
Well, both teams in the locker room right now with 5.5 minutes before we start this second half. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already. But what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, on the web at clarkramsey.com.
And for tonight, you'll need to read chapters 4 through 9.
Oh, man, homework again. With all this reading, you think I'll be able to split the atom by year's end? Hey, that's Twitter-worthy. And thanks to Thumb Cellular, I'll just whip out my free Motorola Defy and tweet away. Oh, wow, I didn't see this. John just posted his schedule. I didn't realize how hard he has it. Mrs. Scuttlebutt can be a real demon in the classroom. I guess John has the Samsung Galaxy S. And got it for only $29. All you had to do was visit Thumb Cellular during their back-to-school sale. There seems to be more phones with the word free next to the title than ones with a price. Thumb Cellular treats us like kings. Or seniors. Practically the same thing here at school. Stop into Thumb Cellular. You'll thank me later. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Hey, is that a cell phone in school?
No. Yes.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. Come check out the 2013s that are arriving daily and the 2012s that are going fast. For example, we have acquired a good selection of hard-to-find 2012 Fusions. You can get $3,250 in rebates on this quality, dependable car that you rarely see in the service department. Come see me, Todd Bowers, and I will show you why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
At the volume dealer of the thumb, More Motor Sales of Carroll.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Cooper for Thumb National Bank, inviting you to join the Thumb National team. In our family, my great-grandpa is a farm customer at Thumb National. My grandpa and grandma are business customers, and my mom and dad bought our house with a mortgage loan from Thumb National. And oh yeah, they bought our family truckster. I mean our minivan with a Thumb National car loan. They even come to our school to teach all my class about how to save money. That's pretty cool and a lot of fun. I know when I get bigger, Thumb National is going to be my bank too. My sisters and I already have savings accounts for college. My dad says Thumb National can make all your dreams come true. He should know because he's really smart. Take it from me, Cooper. Join the Thumb National team today with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking